Jessamine, Coahuila, Kumeyaay, Luciano, West, Northwest, Chumash. You need to learn your P's and Q's so that way we can get along in the future and have a healthy, sane life. Thank you.
Thank you. And I apologize on behalf of the LSB for our failures this morning and for the interruption. Next thing on the agenda is the agenda approval. I hope there are no objections to the draft agenda that was submitted. Hearing none, we'll proceed to the question of excuse absence requests. I didn't see any myself. I see that Bill DeSoto is logging in now, connecting to the audio.
Matt, Michael, we can't hear you. It's all static.
All right, I'm going to try to call in again. In the interim, Rocio, can you unmute yourself and proceed with the agenda? Rocio Rivas, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry, I'm trying to open the agenda for today. So I'm sorry, can we proceed from where Michael left off while I open the agenda for today?
I believe he was talking about the excused
absences. Okay, any excused absences?
So there are people that are missing, and I don't know whether it's because the call started late.
Right.
I don't know whether we would want to do this later. There may be some time trying to get some of the members on now that the meeting started later. I would move that we do that, as a member.
Would you mind emailing me the agenda? I can't see all these emails here. Here we go. Found it. Yes, found it. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so let's proceed with approval of minutes from the previous meeting. Did everybody have a chance to read the minutes?
No, they weren't forwarded.
Okay, so should we move on from that then?
Yes, probably. Does anyone else want to make a motion to postpone the excused agenda or second my motion?
I'll second the motion to delay approving the minutes, Michael Adler.
Okay, very moved. So moved. The next would be set time certain to adjourn.
We need to see, are there any objections to
the motion
are there any objections to the motion to delay approving the minutes into the next meeting?
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Michael Adler. Are there any objections?
Audible at this point.
Michael, you need to unplug your microphone.
Mute yourself.
Just unplug your other your headset.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. All right. Is that okay?
Better. It still has a slight echo, but it is better.
Michael, if you leave on
you need to mute yourself. Also, I guess you must have a microphone on your laptop.
I have my laptop muted.
It's just a question of having two devices. You need to leave on the other one. And,
no, he can. No? I think he can turn off his microphone besides muting himself.
Okay. Can I try again, Michael? Speak a little bit.
All right, so I just turned off my microphone.
There you go. That sounds better.
All right.
Okay, so we were at objection for postponing the minutes for next meeting. And I did not hear any objection, so you can take from here, Michael.
Okay, thank you. So I believe the next item is the review of the powers and duties of the LSB.
I think we need to set time certain to adjourn.
Okay. All right, the time certain that was suggested was 2 o'clock, so we can have our closed session.
Second, by Michael Adler.
To that? Yes. Yes, you had a question, Michael?
No, I just second your motion.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, any objections to time certain of 2 o'clock?
The chair's not supposed to make motions, but I'll offer that as a motion if you need someone to do that. This is Beth.
I'm sorry, motion for what?
The chair doesn't make motions.
Okay, right. Chair doesn't make motions. That's true. Thank you. That's fine. All right, well, we'll consider that Michael made the motion and you're... Yes, gotcha. Okay. We'll consider that Michael Adler made the motion and you're seconding. Any objection? All right, hearing none, let's try to proceed. So my purpose in posting and forwarding the powers and duties of the LSB was to have a quick go around and see how people felt like they were participating in accomplishing them. So maybe Janine can go through the role alphabetically and people can say what committee they're participating on or what particular aspect of the powers and duties that they are carrying out on committee or in other ways. They're available if you go to pacifica.org and click on PNB, there'll be a link to the index bylaws. You can find them there. They're also posted to the kpftx.org site for today's meeting. Jeannie, do you want to go through the role quickly again with people and see how people feel they're participating and fulfilling those powers and duties, including the financial oversight, the town halls, involvement with fundraising, ensuring that the program is meeting the community needs and mission statement, engaging with the community to ensure diversity of inclusion, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so I will do a roll call. I was in the middle of a call with Alan Beek. If somebody could call him and give him the call-in information, he has the wrong call-in information. So here is our roll call on committee interests, I'll say. Michael Adler.
Excuse me, may I be recognized? What's the time allotted for this segment?
5 minutes.
Thank you.
It's in the agenda.
I'm sorry, what exactly are you calling the roll for?
We're asking about people's engagement with the powers and duties of the LSB. Are you participating in a committee of the LSB or the PNB to try to carry out those powers and duties? And if so, what it is?
So okay, I've been on the Pacifica Development Task Force, although I have to admit I've missed the last couple of meetings. But I am interested in development, and Michael, I will try and reach you individually with some thoughts I have. And I'm also working with Mansoor to do some things to help his fundraising on something's happening.
Great, thank you.
I believe we have Alan Beek that's joined us.
Alan Beek is here.
Yes, thank you, Alan. We're just checking with people as to their participation in various LSB and PNB committees as far as fulfilling the powers and duties of the LSB. I know you've been participating in finance. Why don't we just continue?
Okay. Alan Beek, are there any other committees you're involved with?
I think we're down to committee volunteering. I want to be on the finance committee. In fact,
okay.
I would like to run to be the chair of the finance committee.
Okay. Fred Blair, your committee interest, involvement, I'll say, instead of interest.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well, Fred is treasurer. He's obviously on both
can
the
you
hear, local and the National Finance Committee. Why don't we just keep
hello,
moving?
Can you hear me?
Okay. Sandy Childs,
hello,
your,
can you hear me?
Committee involvement?
I'm not on any right now. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Bella DeSoto, your committee involvement?
I'm muted, Bella.
Yeah, she may not be on yet. Jan Goodman, your committee involvement?
You are unmuted.
No, she's muted.
Yes, I'm on the personnel committee.
Thank you. Eric
hello?
Jacobson.
Hold on. Hello, can you hear me?
I'm on the LSB Governance Committee.
Hello, can
and
you?
And the PNB Development Task Force and the PNB Audit Committee.
Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
Hello, can you hear me?
PNB Personnel Committee.
Okay. Thank you. Avelia Jones?
Personnel?
You are muted.
Committee?
The LSB Personnel Committee?
Oh, yes.
You
I'm
are
sorry.
Unmuted.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then we have Barbara Marbach.
This is Alan Beek again. I would like to add one more committee. I would like to be on the governance committee as well as finance.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Barbara Marbach, are you on the
hold
call?
On. Janine, can you hear me?
Yes.
It's Fred Blair. I'd like to respond. I've been muted all this time. I'm the LSB treasurer this year, and I'm also on the National Finance Committee. So I'm a member of the local station board. I'm one of the officers of the local station board, and I'm also on the local finance committee. And I'll probably be, well, that's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
Janine, this is Bella.
Thank you, Bella. I'm marking you as present.
I want to respond to the committee question.
Okay.
I chair the outreach committee. Have been for over, it's going on a year and a half now. I'm also pro tem chair of the finance committee at KPFK. Regarding the national committees, I offered at the governance committee to be on the programming committee and on the finance committee. However, as pro tem chair, I'm not sure. I'm also on the audit committee, national audit committee.
Thank you. Barbara Marbach, are you still on the call?
Yes, I'm here. I'm not on any committee at this time.
Okay, thank you. Michael, well, I'll go to James Osborne. James Osborne, are you still on the call?
Just continue.
Thank you. Robert Payne, our new member. Are you on any of the committees?
Oh, I didn't see that.
He should be replying in the chat. Please assign me to a committee, he says. Okay. Then we have Lydia Ponce.
I'd like to sign up to sit and serve on the fundraising committee for the LSB and programming for the local and programming on the national, on the national level, if and when it comes up.
Okay. Michael, are we tracking what people prefer to be on or what they are presently on?
Well, mainly I'm looking for presently, but it's fine for people to make it their preferences too.
Okay. I didn't, if you could put those in the chat room, Lydia, because I want to keep going and I didn't catch all of
sure.
them. Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, locally I'm on the governance committee and personnel. Nationally, I'm outgoing chair of the personnel committee. I'm presiding chair of the governance committee on the national level, and I will be serving on the governance committee and the coordinating committee and the audit committee on the national level. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Rocio Rivas.
Well, since I've started, I've attended the finance committee. I went to two meetings. I would like to be on that one. And also, I've attended the governance committee meetings, that one as well. I am interested in the fundraising and programming as well. So do you want me to put that in the chat? Or?
No, that's fundraising. Yeah, sorry. Fundraising and what else?
Programming.
Programming. Thank you.
Thanks.
And then we have Paul Roberson.
Yes, I'm in the LSB governance and outreach, and I would like to continue doing that, but I also want to join fundraising this year as well. And I did participate in some of, some of the planning for a couple of the town halls.
Okay, thank you. Mansoor Sabah. I'm not sure he was marked as present.
His global voices.
Yeah. Mansoor, are you on any committees presently?
Yeah, just come back to him.
Okay. Oscar Ulloa has not been marked present. I don't know whether he's currently on.
Oscar Ulloa is present.
I'm present.
Thank you. Hi.
Yeah, and currently I'm serving in the National Programming Committee, and of course we like to keep in the local committee.
Okay. I skipped over myself. I am in the Finance Committee and the Governance Committee. Paulina Vasiliev.
Hi. I am currently the Secretary of the Foundation. Also, I have served on the National Finance Committee. I'm no longer on, of course, as I'm no longer member of the BMB. Now, I'm still, I suppose, on the local finance committee. I am on the National Programming Committee. Would like to continue that work that has been fruitful. And we have spoken on the National Programming Committee that those who are on the National Committee should also be on the Local Programming Council or Committee. So I will be joining that. Personnel, I'm also on personnel.
Okay. I also believe you were the task force.
Oh, yeah, I forget. And of course, yes, of course, I'm. I guess chair of the Lawrence, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm the chair of the COVID task force on the national level.
You're the person, man. You're the person.
I'm the person. Okay, good.
Okay, Beth von Guten.
Yes. Hang on just a second. Over the past year, I've sat on the local station board governance committee, Personnel Committee, Programming Oversight Committee, and I've been supporting the Community Advisory Board to get back up and running. I've chaired the Governance Committee, and while I was chair of the LSB, and I'm at this point, I'm still chairing the Programming Oversight Committee. At the PNB level, I was elected a year ago and have completed a first year on the Governance Committee, where I was appointed to the Investigative Subcommittee, and I chaired the Bylaws Review and Revision Subcommittee. Since that time, I've been elected as a director to the National Board, and also elected there as member of the Finance Committee and the Strategic Planning Committee. And I have volunteered for the Development Task Force, where I was asked to be convener. And I'm volunteering also for the Tech Task Force. And so far, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. If you could email those to me so that I have them, that would be great. Harvey Wasserman, okay. I did not have him on the call. Is Harvey Wasserman on the call? Okay, I will try texting him. Kiana Williams?
I'm on the Personnel Committee for the Local Station Board.
Okay, great. And I don't know if we missed James Osborne. Michael Novick, do you want to?
Obviously I'm the chair. I'm the chair of the LSB. I participate in the Governance Committee and the Personnel Committee and the Finance Committee, and previously was on Program Oversight and probably will go back to it. I want to thank everybody who is participating and the few members who either didn't get a chance to respond or who have not yet joined committees. I would urge you to, again, review the powers and duties of the LSB and our responsibility to hold 2 town halls a year, for example, our responsibility to engage with the community to ensure diversity. We have a few things that are coming up today, including the joining the national committees, and also we have the PNB. A committee of inclusion, which involves electing 1 director and 3 delegates, 3 members of the LSB to that committee of inclusion, which has very broad responsibilities to try to make sure that the station is meeting the needs, particularly of underserved communities, and to try to make sure there is inclusion in all aspects of management, governance, programming, staffing at the station for underrepresented communities. So everyone else can also reference that. We will be adding non-LSB members to committees as they develop. And there are also national task forces that do not require membership on the LSB to join the task force. And we'll be talking about those later in the meeting as well. So thanks to everybody. There is some chat back and forth. The agenda for the whole meeting is on kpftx.org. If you want to reference it. And we'll proceed. The next item on the agenda was the GM report. He did submit a written report. I'm not sure if he's been able to join us today. Mansour?
Yes, sorry. Okay. I got disconnected. So sure, I want to say that I'm working to join the Governance and Finance Committee, and I'm raising a lot of money for the KPFK at this moment, and I've been doing it for a long while. So. That's sure. My function right now.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Michael,
so, Ali, go ahead.
Could you outline which PNB committees have open seats for local members and which don't?
Yeah, that's on the agenda. We'll review that when we get to it. It's a couple of items down. I'd like to try to proceed because I know if the GM is here, he was concerned about how long it might take to get to him. So we're past the time I suggested we'd be doing that. I'm not sure if the GM is on the call. If he's not, his report did come in writing, and I hope everybody has reviewed it, and it was attached to the agenda as well, which is up on KPFTX, so the public can see it.
If Aniel is not here, then we'll just move to public comment number one, which is item four on the agenda. Okay, I don't hear any response, so I'm assuming that we will be taking public comment. Now, I saw in the chat that Myla Reeson wants to be on public comment, and other people can raise their hand either by nine on
Hello?
Your phone. Or... Yeah,
hi.
Hang on a second.
Oh, okay.
Please wait to be called on. So, again, you can ask for a stack, so to speak, by either pressing star 9 on your phone, and it will raise a hand on the screen. Or, I see some hands coming up.
Michael?
Who is that?
Michael?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Al says he's on the call, but he's muted.
Okay, Janine, can you find him?
I have gone through the whole roster of people that are not on the board and asked them all to unmute.
All right, I see a number that ends in 5524. It still looks like it's muted. That might be it. I don't know where.
That's not him. He's 0285.
Raymond Goldstone to the SPAC.
Yeah, hang on a second while we clarify what's happening with the GM.
So 0285.
That's Aniel, 0285.
Okay, so I just want everyone to be to understand. I asked for 0285 to identify themselves at the beginning of the meeting, and
okay.
I didn't get any response. They now have their hand up, and I have asked them to unmute. They can do so by hitting star 6. Anyone can unmute themselves by hitting star 6.
Thank you. There we go.
Hello.
Thank you. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, thanks for having me, guys. And sorry, I guess I was trying to let you know earlier I was on, but I was muted. I didn't have to press star 6. Well, I hope you all took the opportunity to read the report. Sorry, it was a brief. We've been very busy getting acclimated to the additional duties I got as doing the program director and some development stuff that Christine and Kevin would help out during fundraise. As of right now, we're into our third, or coming up on the end of our third week in the fund drive. We're at $237,000 raised. Our first week, we did start out very, very strong. And the second week, we decided to minimize any interruption to the impeachment hearings. And we did have some pitch inserts we did use in some of the hours, which helped raise some funds. But, fundraising that week was slower than the first one. And then, of course, in the beginning of the third week, we lost our call center, which is based in Austin due to the power outages. KPFA uses the same call center, too, as well. However, I think it was Wednesday, we were able to get some phones set up at the office and have some staff members answer some phones and take some pledges. So we look forward to being back in the full swing of things next week. It looks like power has been restored in Austin, and we should have our call center back up and running for next week. And we hope to return to the fundraising levels we'd like to be at. With that said, I think it is apparent that, after this fund drive, I'm going to provide an analysis. I think this experience without Kevin and Christine has given me some additional insight. We really got to look at raising funds off the air and outside of fund drive. It really is difficult and challenging to prepare for fund drive when we have, in some cases, less than a month to prepare for the next campaign. So coming out of this fund drive, I am working with Greg Lewis, who's going to be my volunteer assistant to help me with some of the development duties and managing some of these campaigns that we're going to be doing off the air to raise some funds and pursuing some funders. Those of you that are on the fundraising committee, I certainly would love to engage with you or help you in any way possible to raise funds. I think that is the only way we're going to be able to get out of where we are now. We really need a significant amount of income to come in. It would be great to have 2 or 3 months worth of operating funds in our account so that we can be outside of fund drive for 2 or 3 months. That gives us an opportunity to grow our listener base as well as develop programming. In the programming section, you'll see that we've had quite a few changes in the last couple of months, and we have some changes on the horizon. There's a few other programs, Kevin and I, which I'm taking up too as well. We're developing additional programs to welcome some more diverse voices. I'm going to be asking programs that have been on for 20 plus years to consider retiring or taking someone on under their wing to groom them for the air. Because I think it's important that we do allow new voices to come to the air as well as an opportunity to become a part of KPFK and Pacifica's legacy as well. The program changes that will come are going to be based objectively, looking at a number of factors, both qualitative and quantitative factors, as well as the needs of the station. And one of the greatest needs of the station right now is really to have people a part of the team that aren't just going to come in and do a program and then go about their business. We really need some people that are going to be invested in the future of the station and, of course, create win-win situations for them as well as the station. And so some of the programs that and content creators I'm working with and developing come with these. I'm actually excited. I'd like to acknowledge Tyler Bourdieu, who is the producer of Move the Crowd. She created a standalone program exploring the blues, history of blues and its impact on today. And these are people that we need more people like this that are willing to do some extra work and create content that will engage with listeners. I'm not going to take up too much time. I'd like to give you guys opportunity to ask questions. But I do, before I do yield the floor, I do got to express my grievance. I think any tolerance of threats of violence is unacceptable. I think if I were to be in a meeting and threaten anybody, I would imagine that I would be terminated. And I think the threats from Bella DeSoto should be taken seriously, especially in this day and time. You never know what somebody might be inspired to do. And
This is a closed session item.
You're out of order. I think he's talking.
This was something that was said publicly. This was something that was said publicly. And I'm beseeching the local station board to do something about it. And that's
okay. Thank you.
I yield the floor now.
Thank you.
The LSP has a separate closed session to deal with some of the matters that were raised, and we will do then. We do have a motion on today's agenda about assisting in fundraising, including making a fundraising appeal on all our meetings, so we'll be getting to that. There also is the PNB National Development Task Force that a number of us are participating on to exactly in the question of off-air fundraising. So we're taking members' calls first, questions first. I see a hand from Lydia Ponce. Lydia, you want to proceed?
Thank you for recognizing me. That's really hard to do when we have Indigenous people here on these lands that aren't afforded to participate in a lot of these conversations. So specifically speaking about American Indian Airwaves, I've witnessed, not as
the host
an LSP
will be informed
board member,
that you would
but
like
I've witnessed
to speak.
Prior to having a seat, that they are on and off again, and that's a decision by the producers. However, seeing that it's an Indigenous radio station program, that I think that there would be some leniency and there would be actually some a different approach in fundraising, because currently just you can take a look at any of the COVID results. We're at the bottom of the list in receiving vaccinations. We're at the bottom of the list in receiving funding. We're at the bottom of the list in receiving a lot of support in surviving this kind of this pandemic, global that it is. So I'm going to ask that when these invitations to retire are made, I'd like to be part of those conversations, because there are a lot of people who do provide funding because of the tried and true programming. And it's not religious. It's basically spiritual and grounding, especially in this time of pandemic. I don't want the baby to be thrown out with the bathwater. Thank you.
If
we take a few comments first, because there's only a brief amount of time, I'd like to get a few more LSB comments and then give you a chance to respond. So take a note if you can, and we'll come back to you. And we do have a stack of public comments also. Fred Blair?
Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes, you're audible. Go ahead.
And yo, obviously, I've been looking at the data for the this current fund drive, this is a continuing complaint of the Finance Committee that management doesn't give us information about when these fund drive, how these fund drives are scheduled, when they're going to start, how long they're going to be, what the goals are. We get that information at the last minute. So we're looking very closely at this fund drive, because this is because of the personnel changes. This fund drive is entering some new territory, and so we would like to see how it's going to perform relative to the previous fund drive in December and last October. Can you say anything about what your plans are for the fund, this fund drive and the next fund drive to come?
I will say this fund drive has been fluid because, yes, as you said, we are entering a new territory. One of the things we've attempted to do, which was something that Kevin and Christine and I were in the works of doing, was working, rather than preempting shows, working and putting up pitch inserts from some of our strongest pitchers. It does take a lot of time to, one, produce those pitches and strategically place them, and also coordinate with the programmer, the respective programmer, to adjust the time of their program. That being said, we've had to rush and put in extra hours to do that in our first and second week. However, given the fact that this current week was slow, so we'll be doing some doing more preemptions next week and rebroadcasting some of our strongest pitchers, like Ian and Margaret, and in some respect expanding some of Roy's pitching too as well.
Anil, as long as you're responding, could you respond to Lydia's as well?
Oh, okay, I will. Terms of the next fund drive, I mean, a lot, of course, depends upon, one, how much we walk away from this, two, what our next silent campaign will do. So we're in the works of doing a silent campaign coming out of this fund drive that will run through March and a good part of April. I think ideally, in conversations with Lydia earlier this week, I was trying to determine when the elections would be, the LSB and the bylaws election, because I do not want to try and do fundraising at the same time there is an election. I believe we had to do that in the last LSB election, and it did create one additional burdens in having to schedule the carts and manage the fund drive as well. And since we're short staffed, that would be something I don't think any of us, it was not going to work in our interest. Your question, Lydia, I'm politely just asking folks to make the decision upon themselves and think about their program's legacy. I do find that Indigenous people's voices are important. I think that we do need new energy in the station and give other people an opportunity to join the station. That also doesn't mean, we got to look beyond just the radio, the airwaves. We got to look at online too. And I think that's an area that we have not leveraged to our advantage. And I'll have a deeper analysis on that in my next report after the fund drive.
Okay. Thanks, Anya. We have three more LSB questions. I would like to get those all asked first, and then we'll go to listener comment for 7.5 minutes.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. I would like to take in this area. I cannot raise my hand. Apparently, I'm not getting that option.
Okay. I didn't realize that was you, Bella. So I'll add you. We have Lawrence Reyes, Mansoor, and Paulina, and then Bella, but try to keep them brief. And,
I have a question, too. I was trying to raise my hand as well.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. It's hard to see all the screens at the same time. All right, Paul as well. Please try to keep your questions brief, and we'll get to listen to comments in a minute.
Okay, Chair, am I recognized, Lawrence? Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lawrence,
you,
go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Aniel. My question is very brief. Can we collaborate in regards to that appeal letter? If we could get that out, I think you may have sent me it, but I get thousands of emails a day, so I'm hoping that we could collaborate and put that appeal letter to send it to labor. So you could answer when you answer everybody else. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Mansoor, Paulina, Bella, and Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
Janine has her hand raised too.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right. Everybody then in that order, please go ahead.
Thank you.
Can you add Jan Goodman also, please?
Okay. Can someone volunteer to please be the timekeeper, because we're already running over time and we're running over time on this item. So please keep that
can
in mind.
Can you add me, Michael? It says KPFT CAV.
Yes, that would be in a listener comment. Thank you. But we're not up to that yet.
Yeah, I could do time.
Okay, thanks.
5 minutes in this section?
We're really over time for this section already, but let's give each of the LSB members a minute apiece, and then we'll switch to listener comment for 7.5. Everybody gets 90 seconds.
Okay, thank you.
Me, Mansoor?
Okay, Mansoor. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. GM, can you tell us, if you can, financially, numbers, how much did we get hurt by having Kevin Fleming, program director, and Christine being fired? Thank you.
Okay. Can I answer these two, respond to those two?
Let's get all the questions in, because it's conceivable you could also respond offline or in the chat. So I'd like to just get all the questions asked first. Thanks. I think Paulina was next.
Yes. Aniel, is it my understanding then that programmers now can actually use a phone or two in order to receive calls from listeners locally, as opposed to through the call center? Because I believe that's what Mansoor was doing during his program. I know other programmers also, during Roy's time, I know other programmers also do their own board hopping. I don't see why they wouldn't be able to do that. We had this problem with the call center, which is why I'm asking. Thank you.
Okay, just continuing on, I think who was next was Paul, then Bella, and then Jan.
Is Bella, and then Paul. She could go.
Okay, Bella, go ahead. Bella?
Thank you, Paul. I just have a few areas. When I read your presentations, Aniel, thank you for coming today. It gives me the impression that it's a consultant coming in to do a brief take on the status of the station. Regarding the fundraisers for December, not good, and the recent February fundraising report from Allegiance, you seem to have, there were three of them. One is pledged by premium, pledged by date, and pledged by program. on the pledge by premium, the very top line has a question mark. No definitive description, nothing, not attributed to anything. But it holds a very large amount, $107,276. Then at the very bottom of that report, again, two areas, question marks, showing two items. One is $20,637.
20 seconds.
And the other one is $3,578. The issue is that we are not getting the proper recording from Allegiance, and I am hoping that Memphis remains as the staple program database utilized by the membership department to track down what the income that is coming in, because it has not been fully utilized. It has many options.
Time.
Time, Bella. Thank you. So people can also put some of these questions in writing to the GM and we'll follow up at committees. Continuing is Paul and then Jan, and then we'll move to a listener comment.
Good morning, Enyo. Yeah. My question is also brief. Does the alleged behaviors of the previous board member impact the station's ability to raise funds from donors and sustain the station?
Objection.
That's my question.
Yeah, that's not appropriate for this. I don't think that's appropriate for this session, Paul. We'll go on. Jan? Jan Goodman? You're muted.
Hi, okay. So my question is, I want to know about your thoughts about reports to the listener on air and off air, and with regard to like how you feel the radio station is impacted by it. Thank you.
Okay, and I think Janine, you were still on the stack. And you, yeah, thank you.
Thank
you.
Back
to the stack too.
I'm hoping that. I'm wondering if there is a list that exists of the working paid staff and programmers at KPFK at the moment. And if there isn't, can one be provided to us? I know that there's a lot of concern that because of cuts that the station is stretched thin. And I think it would help us understand if we knew exactly how many people were there working at the station presently, both paid and volunteer. So I'm requesting that on behalf of the board. Thank you.
Thank you. I heard Beth, and then we'll have a brief
response. Can I respond to some of these?
I'll pass.
Yeah, let me just take Beth and then we'll have a brief response, I said, from Anil, and then we'll proceed to listener comment. Thanks. Sorry. Go ahead, Beth, quickly.
I'll pass for now. That's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Anil.
I'll try and keep it super brief. Lawrence, yes, I did send you something. I understand you get 1,000 emails a day. I'm equally burdened too, but I will send you a link to a folder where I have template emails that could be easily adjusted, as well as some tips in there and how to craft an appeal letter that I offer to programmers as some of the resources for fundraising. In terms of impacts of Kevin and Christine leaving or being terminated, I can't say financially. Of course, we've had to pay their vacation leave, but there was no severance package involved in that. It certainly has added to my work day and to others too, and support roles and picking up some of these duties. It certainly caught us off guard because it happened right before Fund Drive. And while we were working on a number of projects to change, to continue to change and enhance the way we do fundraising. Bella, in terms of the premiums, in the last report I sent in December, there should be a key there that describes what each of these means. That the one with the question mark is actually, those are cash pledges. It's one of the things actually we've been seeing more of, is people donating without a premium. So that's something I'm very happy that to see that we're close to 50%, maybe about 40% of all dollars coming in are without a premium. And so we're going to continue to encourage our listeners and donors to pledge without a premium. On the bottom where it says XX, and there's, I think there's one with triple X, those are donors that are picking multiple premiums. Jan, in terms of report to the listener, I have done these before. I know some people like them. I don't not like them. I just don't see much of a benefit. I do spend a lot of time engaging with our listeners and our members directly. This past week, I've made a number of phone calls to some of our donors and some expired members to try and get them to contribute and answer questions. I do respond to emails, which listeners do send questions, concerns, and suggestions to me. So I do spend a lot of time engaging. I see that that actually has more of an impact than a report to the listener. However, I do plan to do a conversations with the listeners in the latter part of March or sometime in April. Quincy and I were talking about doing a joint conversation about KPFK and KPFA and Pacifica. So we may do something in April close to Pacifica's birthday. And I think I forgot who asked the question about the list of programmers and staff. We do have that. If you'd like to send me an email, I could send you those lists. However, I do need to update the programmer list. That was something Kevin was working on. But that's going to take a bit of time because I'm also managing close to 200 volunteers. So there we go.
Okay, thanks.
Beth, can you stack now or later?
Apologies.
I'm sorry, Beth. We're really over time for this. We're going to move on to the listener comment. I'm sorry.
Michael, this is Paulina.
Yeah.
If I may recognize very briefly, my question wasn't answered. Would the GM care to briefly address it?
That was about.
That's not a quick answer I could give you, Paulina.
Okay. All right. We'll take it up. We'll take it up later.
I want to register an objection. To the fact that, for the record, that the GM was called upon at last meeting from a resolution from the LSB to produce a report to the listener monthly, including before each next meeting, yes. So by now, consistent with his job description.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And I want the record to reflect that he has failed to do so. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take public comment now. Myla Reeson had her hand up the longest, and we'll go to her. If you have your hand raised and you're on the LSB, please lower your hand again. You can do that with star 9, which raises your hand, also lowers it. Anil, the same. If you're on a listener calling, then we'll take you in the order that I saw them. So Michael Adler and Fred Blair, please lower your hands. So Scott, I'm sorry, but we can't get you right now. Myla, go ahead. 90 seconds.
Thanks, Michael. I know many of you, but for those of you who I don't know, I'm Myla Reeson. I'm a longtime
the host will
KPFK
be informed that you would like to
supporter,
speak.
Volunteer. I've worn a lot of hats, including being a member of this board. And I felt compelled to speak at this meeting today because I recently watched the video in which Bella DeSoto said that she should what's going on here? Just lost
it's just the timing.
It threw me off because it obscured what
that's
I'm
fine.
Reading
just
my prepared statement. Okay, so anyway, I saw Bella DeSoto say that there was a need to create militias to go into the stations and get them, in quote unquote, mothers out, that they need to take action. And I'm concerned about the creating an atmosphere, a harassing atmosphere. I'm concerned about our wonderful staff. I see what Bella said as a threat of violence, and partly because I personally have been physically assaulted by Bella. I have seen her assault others. I've been pushed, slapped, and otherwise, physically threatened by Bella.
Okay, we're at time, Myla.
Wait, just a second. Let me just finish my statement. During the public session of February 2016, at a public session of the local...
Michael, put me in the stack, please.
Okay, we're at time, Myla.
I was thrown off time. You changed the screen.
Put it in the chat. We're at time.
May I have 30 seconds more?
No! There's a listener waiting
chat,
here.
Myla. There are many people waiting to speak. Thank you.
You know, other people
Michael,
are...
Michael, add me to the stack, please. I think Myla's had her time.
Everybody, please stop talking.
When the full screen changed, allow her another 15 seconds.
No! Hell no!
Excuse me, stop shouting. Everybody be silent. We're going to go through the rest of the list. We have 90 seconds per person. The next person I saw was the KPFT cab. Go ahead.
I was assaulted during a meeting.
Michael, I'm waiting to be addressed.
Who's that speaking?
This is Ian.
Okay, you have to raise your hand by putting up star 9 on your phone. Star 9 on your phone will raise your hand. Meanwhile, we have many people who also raise their hand first. So we're going through the list that I have. The KPFT cab, PK, please unmute yourself. Star 6 or unmute on your computer. PK? Or we'll come back to her. I see Steve Zeltzer.
Yes.
PK. Okay, sorry. PK, go ahead.
Hi, everybody. I'm from Houston. Pray for us. We're still trying to come from a place of no electricity for a while. I just wanted to say real quick that there's no equality in fighting against one system of corruption or anti-democracy while not creating a platform of diversity. And so I just wanted to come and stand in solidarity with Bella, a member such as I am. We may not say it always the right way, but we always have the right reason in mind. We've got a lot of problems, and I think what we need more than anything is the Truth and Reconciliation Initiative at each of our stations, because we don't all have the same problems, but we have the same reasons to be anti-democratic and to always clean out the little guys, the ones that are doing most of the work, and call us kind of like saying that the Panthers and the Klan are equal. It's a false equivalency, and I'm just hoping that we figure out a way to all work together.
Okay, thank you. Peggy Kennedy is next.
Steve Zeltzer.
Hi there. Long-time listener, lapsed member, because, you know, I have very little money. And I just want to suggest as nicely as possible that if you want to increase your listenership, maybe you should do things around real community issues that are happening in the LA and city and county, like the huge homeless issue, especially people who are out there on the streets dealing with this regularly. I think that if you could do a little focusing on them and the actions around them, and maybe we wouldn't have to go to KPCC to do that horrible version of the news. I mean, you know, more of us.
We're having a bandwidth problem. Peggy, we're having bandwidth problems. Uh, Okay, we can't really hear you. We're going to move on to Steve Zeltzer. Steve?
Yeah, this is Steve Zeltzer in the Bay Area. I want to make a statement against the red baiting that's going on by Sonali and Bensky and those people who want these corporate bylaws. I think it's an outrage to accuse Workers' World and Green Party of taking over Pacifica. KPFA was founded against red baiting. Pacifica was founded against red baiting. And these people who want to corporatize the network through these bylaws are pushing it. I would say that Ian Masters had actually called for the killing of Philip Agee, which was on the air. It wasn't at some private meeting. He supported the murder of Philip Agee, which I think shows the real danger at Pacifica and KPFA. The other thing is programming. Why isn't there a program for the Iranian community or the Korean community? Each of these communities have over 1 million people. It doesn't seem to have programming, which I think is really a question, serious question. And I think this whole charade about Bella being the enemy and Bella threatening people is bogus. It's another bogus attempt to intimidate and threaten people who say that there has to be new programming that really deal with the communities in LA and live programming of what is really going on, the homeless, the other struggles that are going on. If you're not covering those struggles, you're not going to get the listeners. You also have to be multimedia. You have to have live programming. You have to have video and streaming, which I don't think is on the agenda of this management at KPFK. And that's one of the real problems. Young people don't listen to the radio. They are watching their cell phones. If you're not on it and covering the issues in the community, you're not going to get those listeners and those viewers, which is a critical thing. And to last to talk about blues, when you're not covering the real issues in Pacific KPF in the Los Angeles area.
I have Kim, Sasha, and Colin user two, and I thought unless Ian, I don't think that was Ian Masters, it's Ian somebody else, I think. But Kim,
Ian,
go ahead.
Somebody else.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yes.
Hi, this is Kim. So my question is, first of all, when will this fund drive end? Where did the $700,000 goal come from? Why aren't you using Christine reruns as has been done for the last year or so? And according to the business manager's reports, the third-party fundraising from the October drive still has not been paid. In the GM's report, it seems to indicate he plans to do more third-party fundraising. This is a problem, and it's sort of a betrayal of the trust to the public that you're raising money and not doing what you have promised them to do. And it also makes Pacifica ineligible for CPB funding. And it is a violation of the FCC because this third-party fundraising is not in the public file. Thank you.
Thanks. So just to be clear to everybody, when the person said third-party fundraising, that's when we do a joint fundraiser in the pledging where we say the money is going to KPFK and to another charitable organization. And there are certain regulations for it. The next one up I have is Sasha, then call-in user two, I'm not sure who that is, and then I believe 0222. Is that Ian? Go ahead, Sasha.
Good day.
I see Ian. There we go.
So can you hear me?
Barely.
Okay, Ian was on. He raised his hand well before me. I just raised my hand like 2 minutes ago. So please.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Ian, then.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great.
Go ahead.
So I see what's going on right now as a continuation of a campaign of targeting of the minority voices, people who tell the truth, who oppose corporatization and CIA staff packing like Ian Masters represents. This has been used, this attempt to purge people has been used in the past illegally against the bylaws, against Robert's Rules of Order. It just in a de facto fashion by Jan Goodman. And it's not surprising to see her toady Myla Reason coming in to repeat the lies against Myla. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm saying don't use personal aspersions on anyone.
Well, I apologize. I just know that Milo is connected.
Interrupting him to stop the clock while you're interrupting him, please.
We'll give him the time.
All I want to say is that Milo is connected to Jan and has been, you know, a paid worker for her, it appears. So all I want to say is, yeah, wearing many hats is a nice euphemism for that. But what I would point out is that this is a pattern. And if there's going to be a KPFK militia, there's no need that has to be some sort of violence. If there was a KPFK militia of people who cared enough about the station to do something for it, I'd be one of them. I don't even give you money because your drive time is filled with CIA nonsense. And, you know, suggesting the death of Philip Agee is of a piece.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have call and user two then. And how much time remains for the whole 7.5 minutes? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who's is that calling? I see 3024 speaking. That's not call and user two. Call and user two have their hand up.
I have my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Ray Goldstone, and I have a few requests. Would someone arrange to have the current list of LSB members posted somewhere? It's simply impossible to keep track.
It's posted on kpfdx.org if you look at
it
the...
It is not.
Yeah,
and I've been listening...
If you click on the date, it should give you members of the committee, which we're considered a committee of the BNB. If it's not, I'll check with Otis and try to correct that.
I simply want to comment that I've listened to these meetings and to the national meetings for 2.5 years, and it's amazing that there's a radio station in the country that has anything to do with Pacifica, because those meetings are bizarre. The only interesting parts are those that are held in executive session. And the report outs from executive session are silly. I mean, they're not anything. I appreciate the fact that you all are trying to do your best.
Time.
Yeah, give me an extra 30 seconds because of the interruption.
No, that's all.
Go ahead.
No,
okay.
I'll talk next.
Okay. Thank you. 0222. And then how much time do we have? There's additional public comment later. Are we at time for the public comment?
Yes.
I think
so.
I'm 3024. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
3024 is here.
Okay, thank you. So 0222 will be the last comment in this round. We have additional public comment very shortly in the agenda. Go ahead. 0222?
Yes, that's me, Andrew Weiss. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, to the general manager, Mr. Fields, we met personally in the office of Eva Georgia, the former GM, when she personally thanked me for saving the fund drive that I was involved with at the time as a volunteer. I think many listeners have a lot to offer to the station, and if you will go on the air once a month at least and engage with the listeners, that you will hear from them how they can assist the station. And they will give you very valuable feedback and would appreciate hearing what's going on at our station. I think it would help with raising funds and increasing membership of the station. And also part of the mission of Pacifica is to engage publicly in dialogue to resolve conflict. I would like to see more of that, resolving all the conflict going on at our station, to discuss things publicly and not just throw stones at each other in private. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. So we're going to ask the other public comment to reserve themselves, and we're moving on to the next item on the agenda. which is the Finance Committee and Treasurer's report and discussion, and there'll be public comment right after that. Sorry. Go ahead, Bella, from the Finance Committee.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Bella.
Pro Tem Chair. Yes, you can hear me, yes?
Yes, proceed.
Okay. The issue remains my questions on the fund drives. We are not getting the actual cost of the premiums. When you place the premium cost next to the income, then we can see why we cannot meet our monthly expenditures and why we have been running a steady deficit for a very, very long time. The scenario is dire. And I sent to Janine Ron, the secretary, a worksheet that Alan Beek and myself collaborated on. He designed the format we collaborated on to show that the reductions per each department that needs to be done from a 60% to a 55% to a 45% across the board in order to come up with a logical workable budget on a monthly basis. To get to that, to those numbers, it will be very difficult under the current conditions. And the general manager never addresses these issues. I also wanted to say that the elephant in the room always is programming. And when we are at the Finance Committee meeting, this question, this issue comes up over and over again. The two are tied at the hip. And if the program is not comporting with the mission statement, it is no wonder we have disenfranchised so many members. Refusing to do a monthly address to the listeners is one area. The other issue is that we called for a meeting of the LSB a week ago so that we could all sit together and be on the same page and look at the dire financial numbers. And a certain group from this LSB rejected, this is twice, the motion was rejected so that we could go over the numbers and come up with solutions. My time is very short here, but I want to say that the general manager does not show up at the Finance Committee meetings, and then the does not have all the answers, is the only person that does come up, shows up, and talks to us, and does not even give us the proper documentation that we need. So you've heard this before. And we have got to do something here, some intervention as soon as possible, because we simply cannot sustain the current trend. And programming is sewn at the hip of this. So unless we stop the continuous fundraising almost 365 days a year, we are not going to get to where we need to get to. We need to increase our membership, and that's not the way to do it. So I know the treasurer will have other comments. And by the way, we have received a reprieve regarding our national office central services payments that we need to make monthly. We have been in arrears for over 8 months now since last year. Imagine. And these are payments that need to be made on a monthly basis timely. So the national office can't provide the network services. And we received a rebate recently from the National Finance Committee in that we can make a deduction for certain portions that the station pays on behalf of PRA, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and also to do with our antenna and utilities. But those are minor adjustments. We need to be working on our local finances and reduce the overspending and the personnel high cost. And I'll just end it there.
Yeah,
Alan Beek requesting a chance to speak.
Yeah, hang on a second, Alan. We're going to hear from the treasurer first. I just want to say in relation to what Bella raised that we actually did vote, the LSB voted to have a special finance meeting, but then because of the fund drive, people voted to postpone that meeting. We need to reschedule today when to hold that special session on finances. I want to hear from the treasurer next, and then we'll take a couple of comments from LSB members. Fred,
can you hear me all right?
Alan Beek requesting a chance to speak.
Alan, you don't.
Yes, Alan, we heard you. We're going to hear from the treasurer first, and then I'll take comments from LSB members, and then we have an additional period of public comment. Go ahead, Fred.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, Alan, wait. Fred, proceed.
Thank you. I apologize to the LSB for not having a written report to send out to you. I will try and have a written report later this week that I will send out to all the LSB members. Part of the reason is that I've been looking over the current fund drive numbers and trying to figure out what's going on. Again, I'm going to make the comment that because the general manager does not attend the finance meetings, there's no possibility for us to ask him questions and get more detailed information about his plans. In any case, the current February fund drive, I just calculated the latest daily average, which I came out, it's a little under $12,000 a day. Hold on. According to the Allegiance website, our current pledge number on today is the 20th day of the fund drive. The fund drive started on February 2nd. The current pledge number is $238,655 as of this hour. I calculated that the daily average for the fund drive at this point is just a little under $12,000 per day. The fund drive did start out aggressively at about 16 for the first 4 days at about 16,000 a day, but it's petered out at this point, and I'll accept Aniel's reasoning on that. We'll just have to see the fund drive. I've heard that the fund drive is going to run through the first week of March. That will be 5 weeks, or approximately 35 days. We'll have to see what the daily average is at the end of the fund drive. But this fund drive is not distinguishing itself over either the December fund drive or the October fund drive. And the daily averages for the December fund drive was 11,790 per day, and the daily average I have for the October fund drive was 14,240 per day.
Fred, do you have anything else from the NFC also?
Well,
anything else from the National Finance Committee?
Yes,
from the National Finance Committee.
Yes, I do. I'll cut myself short at this point. The National Finance Committee had a special meeting on, I believe it was January 19th, pass a motion on the central services formula. Which we did. We came up with a central services formula, which is now gone on to the PNB. As soon as the PNB passes that or accepts that formula for central services, NITA will start implementing it. The bad news, of course, is that KPFK, because of its low income, on the fund drives has not paid Central Services almost all of, I think it was 8 months of, fiscal year 20. And for the last, I think only one month in the last 5 months of, fiscal year 21. So basically KPFK is not paying Central Services, even with the new formula will reduce Central Services to about $26,000 per month plus, there'll be $26,000 a month minus, the cost of, supporting, the Pacifica Radio Archives on the second floor of, KPFK. Michael, I will end it at this point, for questions.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I see there were at least two LSB members, Oscar Ulloa and someone else had their hands up, and I don't see them. But go ahead, Oscar, if you have a question around finances.
Yeah, hi, morning, everybody. The question for Aniel, and this is probably in general, is I've been having some conversations with young people. And there is a fact, it's something that we really definitely need to consider is what are we going to do for the future? What are we doing in the future? Unfortunately, of course, we need to fix the path or actual situation and circumstances and all the stuff. But if we are for sure trying to keep the radio station alive, what are we doing with young people? There are a few assertions into that. Number one, well, young people are not tuning to the terrestrial radio anymore. But how can we get them where they are into that option? There are, we know that many platforms they are available at some point for sure before the COVID. I knew the Aniel and Jose Benavides and some people were trying to do something really, really basic to install a webcam from our studios. That itself, as many other programmers have attested, myself included and some other people, that's an alternative that we try to use, but we're not being able to, you know, to put together between the station feed, or we use the station feed to feed or Facebook Live or wherever. So at this point, my main question will be, what is our focus, or what it will be, what we need to do technologically in order to get new people? We need to.
Can I respond, Oscar?
Okay, thank you.
That's not really a financial question that I can answer. That's about programming. And Lou Hell's famous admonition about when he created Pacifica Radio was that one way of gauging the quality of your programming is by which programs are raising the most money, which programs are attractive to the listenership. That's about the best I can answer.
All right, thanks. I see Lawrence Reyes has his hand up. You need to unmute, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So, Fred, I try to get this. I was the only KPFK director to ask this question in regards to the new formula that was created for Central Services. And apparently this should be KPFK should be receiving the discount because they house the PRA.
That's correct.
The Pacifica Radio Archives. Can you elaborate on that, please? Thank you.
Okay. The basic formula for Central Services now is going to be based on net income by each station. So the formula is going to be that the Central Services payments will be approximately 15% of net income by station. So what that will mean for KPFK is probably a $10,000 a month reduction in the our Central Services payments because our income is down. And that's We've been discussing this central services formula for the last 5 or 6 years, and the NFC finally determined that a formula based on income is the fairest way to apportion central services payments. Is that clear, Lawrence? Is that clear?
Yeah, I still have to do some more digging, but I appreciate that answer, Fred. Thank you.
Could I add one more? Finish
up and then Bella.
Okay, the central services formula that we developed is only for the national office central services, not for the PRA central services, which is separate. I think the PRA central services formula is 4% of net income.
I think it used to be 3%. Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
I'm on the stack.
Yes. Yeah, Lawrence, you're on the stack, Alan.
Lawrence, go ahead, Bella, I sent that information on 214 regarding what the Finance Committee had decided based on the formula. However,
I'm on the stack, Bella.
Yes, thank you. We'll be next. She's answering Lawrence.
However, Lawrence, that formula needs to be readjusted.
I'm on the stack, okay, Bella.
I'm sorry. We're at time, and Alan still has to speak. Give Alan, go ahead, and we'll take another minute, and then we'll go on to listener comment. Alan Beek, go ahead. No, I'm sorry, Bella. Alan Beek, go ahead.
My question was, where are we on the agenda? That's a 10-second question. I shouldn't have to wait 20 minutes to ask it.
We're at the Finance Committee report and the Treasury report, and we're at time, so we're going to move to the public comment about that or anything else the public wants to talk about. Did we hear Sasha last time around? I don't remember.
No.
Okay, Sasha, go ahead.
Okay, I don't really have a prepared statement, but I
just make it. Go ahead.
So bad. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, speak.
Okay. You know, watching how a meeting like this goes on, there's not much difference except in scale from having a president of a country where all power is handed over to a single individual authority external to oneself. And as long as we're in that model, we're gonna fail just as big as the United States, because as far as I'm concerned, when I became a volunteer at KPFK in 1995, I didn't know what was going on until I got inside the station and saw that the station was purged of 150 volunteers and some staff members. And now it's like we're basically just like, you know, the new general manager, whoever it is, always has all the power. And then they sit on their, you know, throne and basically tell it to us like it is. And to hell with the fact of they're supposed to be doing listener reports every month and get solicit feedback from the listenership. It's just a sham. The whole thing is a sham. Who's ever participating in this power structure is just full of it, you know. And if Pacifica goes down, it's not from the listeners who are supporters, it's for the people who are hungry for power to be in control and make this a job program for their friends, because that's all that's going on. It was $850,000 budget.
Thank you. There's a public comment from Hara Handala that was put in the chat saying that they don't have access to a microphone, so I'll just read it. A public comment: why, in defiance of the Communications Act of 1934, hasn't there been even one published report of the deliberations of the Pacifica National Board Committee tasked last year to provide the PNB with options regarding the $3.265 million loan falling due
on April 2nd of April 2021, the one from the Foundation for the Jewish Community. Doesn't have a working mic. I have. Okay, Beth, this is public comment.
I have a point of information. That task force meets next week at the national national level. Just so that for
okay.
Thank you. That's all I need.
Okay, thank you. And is that will that be streamed to the public or is it private, closed session?
I'm not aware of it being private. I don't think I've received the actual agenda yet. I'm assuming it's open unless I hear otherwise.
Okay, so people can look for that in KPFTX. I have 7138, phone number 323.
Yes, go ahead. That's me, Margot Eiser, and my biggest thing is as a longtime listener, sponsor, member, subscriber, whatever you want to call this, it was really, really important that each of us knows exactly where every single penny of the money we donate goes. And I think that clearly visible financial reports regularly is important. Secondly, I believe that having a very interactive program oversight committee or whatever you want to call it, working with the employee, the general manager, and if there is a program director, is the way to help get the programming to what we, the people, really want and need. Thirdly, having paid employees have hours and hours and hours of airtime to put repeat programming, which I sometimes call pre-broadcast, pre-recorded, is not right. It has, and then the really important programming like anti-war radio squeezed in a half an hour Sunday morning, and other programming that actually interacts with the communities that you mentioned, like SWANA or Middle Eastern Focus, are given a half an hour each. These are the people that need to be heard and are willing to want to reach out to the community. And I believe that this has been failing over the past several years. And KPFK needs to go back to originally what it was a community educational foundation that happened to have a radio station, and to follow the mission statement, and to also get, if we're going to go into bylaws, which I know is happening somewhere, each individual bylaw should maybe be up for a week or so or a month of discussion individually by everybody community. That's one of the things. Everybody should be involved in the whole process of running this whole enterprise. And that's my comment.
You.
I hope it's clear and didn't talk too fast.
Okay, thank you. I have somebody ending in 3024.
Are we now on the rescheduled proposed special meeting on finances?
Alan, we are on public comment. We're taking additional public comments. 3024, go ahead.
Yes. Hi. This is not part of my time. I just wanted to ask, does the secretary keep track of this, of what people are saying, or how does it get archived, or does it just go into cyberspace?
The whole meeting is recorded. Please proceed.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, so I'm just going to go through my bullet points because I don't have enough time to discuss each one. There were supposed to be town halls. That hasn't happened. There was a survey done that took us all probably, 10, 15 minutes. We've gotten no results from that. Aniel made the provocative comment that he's going to go through and try to call people who've been on the air for 20 years. Some of those people are important programmers. I do not think he should have unilateral decision making at all. I was pretty shocked by that. The other thing is, I'm not sure whether it's too long or too demanding, but it would probably be good if Aniel did stay on LSB meetings. The next thing is that Allegiance does not even do net cost and net profit. I was shocked to hear that from the Finance Committee. God knows what we're paying them to do something that, you know, I could do with a double, with a ledger book. The next thing is, I've told Aniel this before, Ian Masters, I think he's a decent programmer for sure, but he continues to talk about what's going on at the National Board, and on the 18th, he advertised solely for himself for donate, did not do, he does do books and things like that at other dates, but on the 18th, he only advertised for donating to his show. I've told Danielle about this countless times. Nothing has happened there. Thank you.
Thank you. I have call-in user number 2. I don't know if you're, you have your hand up and no name.
Hi,
you probably can't see it.
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you? Yes, but that's calling user 3. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, I can wait.
Go ahead. That's fine. Go ahead.
So a couple of things. One is that I heard the statement that people are being asked to retire from their programs in order to make space. And I want to point out that you don't necessarily have to fresh blood is good. Young folks have to have a way to express themselves. They have to have an attachment to Pacifica if we're to continue to exist. But you can also do internships and mentorships. It doesn't mean that everyone over the age of X or everyone who's been doing a program for X number of years is necessarily to be removed or to be encouraged to remove themselves. I just want to point out we can do that bridge thing. That's one. Two, the other thing is with regard to the subcarrier rent, and I've raised this before, KPFK has a sideband. I know the engineers don't like us to use that language, but whatever. So you have a sideband that allows people with special radios to broadcast on the frequency using those special radios. The rent that comes in for that goes directly to the national office, where it reduces across the board all the individual stations' central payments. I believe that is unfair. I think the money should continue to go to the national office because it needs to be tracked and monitored. It's a national contract. But I do think that each station whose antenna are generating those sideband rents should be given credit to what they would otherwise owe in central service payments. I can stop there.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. I have 7138. You have your hand up.
That's also the end of time for public comment as well.
Okay, that's the end of time. All right, we'll move on and take more public comment later. The next item on our agenda is the question of rescheduling our proposed special meeting on finances. The proposal was that we have it in 2 weeks on March 7th, Sunday, March 7th. Are there objections to that? We're hopeful that the fund drive will be over.
Mansoor,
you're objecting to the 7th? Do you think the fund drive will still be proceeding? Go ahead.
For the finance with general manager?
Yeah, the special finance committee meeting was to assess the first quarter and look at the state of the station's finances. We had invited, in addition to the general manager and business manager, the interim executive director, and the chair of the National Finance Committee. But we postponed that meeting because the fact we were in the middle of fund drive and the finances were in question. And so if the 7th, you think we'll still be in fund drive on the 7th, we'll turn it to the 14th.
Yes.
If it's the 14th, we'll have meetings 2 weeks in a row. Are people okay with that? Because our regular business meeting. Sure, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think I really don't know how long this fund drive is going to last, since we need to raise, the station needs to raise $700,000. So what I would suggest is to a week after or 2 weeks after the fund drive is over. And I don't know when that would be because, well, okay, that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Okay, I don't think we can leave it that provisionally because we have to post it to KPFDX. So I think if it's not the 7th, the alternative would be the 14th, which is a week prior to...
You put me on the stack?
Yes.
Okay, I see three bill on the stack. Let me just finish my sentence. The alternatives would be the 7th, the 14th, or the 28th in March. I heard Jane Goodman, and I saw Paulina and someone else.
Yes. Beth.
Beth, okay, thank you. Gotcha. Okay, Jan, Paulina, and Beth.
Can we make it?
And Mansoor.
I think it seems like making it the 14th seems to
makes sense to me. And then, okay, you know, the question of having 2 weeks in a row, are you talking about then having the next week be our regular LSB meeting?
I
think that makes sense. Has anybody checked with Aniel to see if that, you know, if that works with him? Because since he's, it's like having a wedding, but the groom can't show up. So we should try to at least check with him.
Yeah, he's still on the call.
Are you still on the call, Aniel?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm muted. Hello?
Oh, no, we can hear you. We can hear you.
I think the 28th is best because three reasons. One, we're going to be in the fun drive into the early part of March, or at least the first half. And I have a series of meetings I'm setting up with the business manager who is now halftime and the CFO. So having some time after the fund drive, I think will certainly have an impact on any kind of finance meeting. And we'd need time to do a deep dive after the fund drive. So having a week or two before that meeting would be helpful. I would suggest the 28th.
I'd like to entertain a motion for the 28th. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I don't think a week or two different makes a difference to the LSB.
Mansoor seconds that.
Jan Goodman makes the motion.
I can't. The chair can't make the motion.
Jan Goodman makes the motion.
Mansoor seconds that.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Beth. Discussion on the motion.
28th of February, these are suggested.
No, 28th of March. The 28th of March.
I object to any further delay. This has already been put off twice, and finance is as much a responsibility of the general manager as is anything else that happens at the station, and this station and the network are in crisis. This is an existential
crisis. Alan Beek on the stack.
We have to do it.
Alan Beek on the stack.
Yeah. Alan, if you're on, you can raise. Excuse me. If you're on the phone, you ask for the stack by raising your hand by pressing *9. Don't interrupt other speakers.
You can't see my hand because I don't have a camera.
You don't need a camera. You press Alan. Listen to my instructions. You press *9 on your phone and I will see your hand. Please don't interrupt other speakers. Beth, please finish, and Polina is next.
Janine to the staff.
That's sufficient. I object to any further delay. We need to do this last month, you know, and certainly at the earliest possible opportunity, regardless of whatever else was going on. Our fund drive is taking up at least half of our time these days, and if we wait until after fund drive to take care of any other business, we'll never get to anything. Thank you.
Okay, no, thanks. I see. All right, I had Polina, Lydia Ponce, and Alan.
Bella to the stack.
And Bella, thank you. Polina, go ahead, and Lydia.
And Janine.
I raised my hand in the chat, Chair Lawrence.
Okay. There are too many things to look at. I've got, all right, the stack I have currently is Polina, Lydia, Alan, Bella, and Janine, and then Lawrence. Polina.
Thank you.
Yes.
I agree fully with Beth. We can't delay anymore. If you might not know, but KPFK is the only unit of Pacifica that hasn't had its budget approved yet by the national board. Everybody else has done the work, and we have been doing the work, but it's been a little bit difficult. So I don't think, and everybody's been in fund drive too, so I just don't see how, you know, how time cannot be made for that. ASAP. I'm not okay with delaying till March, till the end of March. I think that this meeting should happen in early March. March 7th is still a good idea, and that's what I would endorse. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, continuing with the stack. I have Lydia, then Alan, then Janine, then Lawrence. And then we have to call the question on something. We're out of time.
Thank you.
Bella's on the stack, please.
Oh, my God.
Okay, yes, Bella, I'm sorry. That's right. Go ahead, Lydia, please.
Thank you for recognizing that I wanted to speak. For those of us on the Zoom call, you can easily raise your hand in the chat. And what is the number for people that are on the phone dialing in? Star nine,
to raise your hand.
This interruption of each other, talking over each other and interrupting with on stack, requesting stack, is so disruptive, and we never have a flow of words and a flow of kindness. And I'm not trying to change everyone. I'm trying to get us to all improve and be better relatives. So I'm going to move that we have this meeting. I'm going to make a motion to have this meeting March 7th without delay. Thank you.
Okay, so that's a substitute motion to Jan's for the 28th. There's a second.
Janine.
That's what. Okay, thank you, Janine. That's what's on the floor now. I have Alan next, I believe.
Yes, I do not believe we need to have a special meeting on finances, and I move that we take that off the agenda and do not even consider it.
Okay, I'm a little out of order, Alan, because the body already approved having such a meeting. We're only considering the question of when to have it. So the
how could we have approved it when it hasn't even been proposed? I never had a chance to speak to it.
Alan, you're incorrect, and you're out of order. The body voted at our last meeting to hold a special meeting last week, which we postponed by an email vote. We're only considering when to hold that meeting that we have already approved. The motion on the floor is March 7th, made by Janine and seconded by I forget who. Can people who want to speak to that, please do so, and then we're going to vote on the substitute motion.
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence. To that.
Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead. Lawrence and Bella are on the stack. Yes, go ahead.
Jan Goodman, can you put me back on the stack, please?
And Mansoor,
okay.
Thank you, Chair. For 2 years, I have proposed this motion. I have proposed this proposal to gather together to address our financial concerns and take a realistic look, a sober look at our finances. And it keeps being put off and put off and put off. So I support March 7th, and I encourage everyone else to support it. We all have to make sacrifices. We all have busy lives, and we are trying to save the world and trying to remove the imbalances of the world. But
okay,
we need to really take a look at right now within our box, and that's KPFK's finances. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so briefly, please, the stack is closed. I have Bella, Jan, and Mansoor, and then we're going to vote on the substitute motion. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. Lydia, I wanted to just quickly say that I do not have, unfortunately, the option to raise my hand via the video portal. Today, I do not have that option. So this is the only way I can ask to be on stack. Now, I wanted to say that I would support March 7th, except that our monthly meeting will be on the 10th. We need to hash out some areas at the Finance Committee meeting, and we would be ready for the meeting on the 14th. Because I have not been allowed to speak as the pro tem chair, I am coming in late at this. But the 14th is the most opportune date for the Finance Committee to be ready for this meeting.
Okay, there was one person left on the stack.
There's two people, Jan and Mansoor.
Jan, okay, quickly, Jan and Mansoor. Jan, go ahead.
The whole point of this is to be able to actually look at the finances. Just as Bella said, the Finance Committee needs to get whatever they need ready for it. But Aniel and the and Barry need to get the finances ready. If we have a meeting on the 7th, for instance, and there's not going to be the reports available for us to really discuss, and then we're going to be in a meeting and everybody's going to be very unhappy, and it's going to be very non-productive because we're not going to be able to have the information that we want. And as for the idea that, oh, it's the job of the GM to do this, the job of the GM now is not only his job, it's also the program director's job, the chief fundraiser's job. Wait a minute, excuse me. The whole point of this is to try to get our finances up. And if we're in the middle of fund drive, that is the most important. For the LSB to say we are more important in fundraising than the fund drive itself is
okay. Thank you, Jan.
Backwards.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Thank you. I repeat somewhat of what Jan said. Yes.
No, if you're repeating, don't bother. Please don't bother repeating what someone has already said.
I'm not repeating. All
agreeing.
I'm saying is it's a fund drive and we're not going to have the number, so it'll be a waste of meeting. Thank you.
Okay, we're moving to a vote. Please call the roll, Janine. The motion on the floor is the substitute motion for March 7th.
I'm afraid that Lydia, who proposed the motion, has withdrawn it, but I will put it forth again as a motion for the 7th.
Really hard to hear you.
I'm sorry, the motion... The motion has already been made and seconded.
I withdrew. I'm sorry for speaking out of turn. Can I please be acknowledged? Can I please be recognized?
Go ahead.
I withdrew the March 7th, and I want to support 314. And let's see if there's no excuses with paperwork and reports being not made.
I make a motion to stay to the 7th. Does anyone second it?
I second it. This is Beth.
Keep in mind, these are two people that have been part of the finance committee that are bringing this up because we have gone on too long. In June, we will be in the red again. We cannot afford 1 week, 2 weeks. This has been postponed since the beginning of February. Enough is enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Who's speaking?
Lydia, I'm sorry, but the motion becomes the property of the body. At this point, it was made and seconded. We're going to vote on it for the 7th. If it's defeated, we can look at other.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Janine, please call the roll for the 7th.
Okay, Michael Adler?
Yes.
Alan Beek?
Alan Beek votes no.
Fred Blair?
Pass.
Sandy Child?
Pass.
Bella DeSoto?
No, I want the 14th.
Jan Goodman?
No.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Pass.
Avelia Jones?
No.
Ali Lexa?
No.
Barbara Marbach? I don't
go
know
on.
If we have her on the... Pardon?
Just go on. Go on. We'll come back to it.
Michael or James Osborne?
This
Robert
is Barbara. I was muted. No.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Payne is no in the chat.
No. Robert Payne is no as well. Okay. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Rocio Rivas?
I will pass.
Paul Robertson?
No.
Oh.
I vote yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Beth Van Guten?
Yes.
Harvey Westerman is not here. Kiana Williams?
Yeah, I am here. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Harvey.
I've been here.
Okay.
I've been here from eternity. No, I vote no.
Kiana Williams?
Come back to her.
Okay. So then we go back to Fred Blair.
No, I want the 14th.
Sandy Childs?
Vote no.
Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
James Osborne? Rocia Rivas?
I'll vote no.
Mansoor Sabah?
No.
And Kiana Williams. I don't believe she's on the call anymore. Okay, Chair, that's 8 yes and 13 no.
Okay, what's on the floor at the moment is the 28th, unless somebody wants to put an amendment or another substitute.
Motion to the 14th, please.
Excuse me. There was no other amendment, and to ask for that amendment at this point is out of order, and I challenge the ruling of the chair in asking for it.
Who's that?
Point of order, Lawrence.
Your time is up for this session, so you know.
Jan,
okay,
you really want to win,
up, but
so
notice the vote on what
challenging
we have.
The chair.
I withdraw the challenge of the chair because the time is up. There's one thing
okay.
to vote on. We need to vote on it right
all
now.
Right. We're voting. That's right. I'm sorry. We're voting on the 28th at this point.
Oh, my God.
Motion to the 14th.
I understand what Bella said. Nobody seconded it. The time is up. We have to proceed.
Oh,
and we're moving on the 28th.
I seconded it. This is Beth. I did second it.
That's right.
Okay, I didn't hear it. In that case, we're voting on the 14th. But one way or the other,
excuse
we're voting
me,
at this
I
point.
I do challenge the ruling of the chair. There's one thing that was on the floor. The only thing that was on the floor is the 28th, and that needs to be voted on. The
yeah,
point
this
of
is
order. And if you don't vote
order.
On that,
yeah.
I challenge the ruling of the chair, and we need to vote on the challenge
yeah,
of the ruling of the
order.
Chair.
I have a point of order. This is Lawrence.
What's your point of order?
Yes, the chair could say, could ask us to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's the body that rules the chair. It's not any particular individual. So I believe that the challenge is not well taken. It's kind of weak. And we should stop wasting the time. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we're bound by Robert's rules. I'm sorry. We're bound by Robert's rules of order. The chair ruled that we can vote on the 14th. It's being challenged. We're going to have to vote on the challenge.
I think that the time is up and that is actually
yeah,
more apropos.
Mm-hmm.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. This is Paulina.
What's your point of order?
I believe it's correct for Robert's rules that there was an amendment made by Bella DeSoto and seconded by Beth von Gunten. And I think that that's what should be voted on. Thank you.
Okay. The challenge is made and has not been withdrawn. We're going to vote on the challenge and then we'll proceed. I don't want to hear anything else but the call of the roll.
Michael Adler.
This is the challenge.
I want to side with the chair. Does that mean I'm voting no?
I forget how we do this. As long as we say that a yes vote supports the chair, I don't know what
the
procedure actually is.
Yes,
vote
I support the chair. Yes, I support the chair in changing the motion to vote for the 14th.
Okay.
Ellen
please proceed.
B.
I support the challenge.
Okay, so I don't know what that is.
That'd be a no.
That's a no.
You're saying it's a no.
So the chair supports the challenge. If you vote yes, you're supporting the chair. If you vote no, you're not supporting the chair. Okay, I just want to be clear for Alan Beek. He is not voting
I'm
no.
I'm voting no. I support the challenge.
Does anyone understand my dilemma here?
No, he's supporting the challenge. Please proceed. A yes supports the chair, a no supports the challenge. Please proceed.
All right, thank you. Fred Blair?
I vote to uphold the chair.
Sandy Childs?
No.
Bella DeSoto?
Bella, you're muted. Move on.
Jan Goodman? No.
This is Bella. Yes.
Thank you, Bella. Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
Avelia Jones?
Pass.
Ali Lexa? Barbara Marbach?
No.
Thank you, Barbara. James Osborne?
No.
Robert Payne? Somebody can look at the chat for me. Lydia Ponce?
Robert votes no in the chat. Mansoor.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
Just move on. We'll come back to it.
Pass. I have to. Yeah. I have to park.
Lawrence
to
Reyes.
Secretary, did you call me?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Rocia Rivas.
Yes.
Paul Roberson.
Yes.
Thank you. Janine Rohn is a yes. Mansoor Sabah.
Pass.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Thank you. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you. Beth von Guten?
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman?
No.
Kiana Williams? I don't believe we have her on the call any longer. Going back to Avelia Jones?
No.
No. Ali Lexa?
No, I had typed it into the chat.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm keeping track away from that.
No problem.
Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Okay, Chair, we have...
Chair votes yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say we have 12 yes and 10 no's, but we now have 13 yeses.
Okay. Thank you. We're moving on to a vote on the 14th then. Is there any objection to March 14th?
Jan Goodman.
Hearing none.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Is there a second objection?
Mansoor.
Okay. Then we'll have to vote again.
You know, it doesn't make sense if the
No, we're not having discussion, Jan. We're not having discussion, Jan. We're just voting on the 14th.
Okay.
The chair was upheld. Please proceed with the roll.
Michael Adler?
Yes, for holding the meeting on the 14th.
Thank you. Alan Beek?
Alan votes no.
Thank you. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Thank you. Sandy Childs?
No.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Bella muted.
Bella, you're muted.
No, I'm not muted.
Okay, then speak.
Yes or no for the 14th?
You're muted, Bella.
Yes, 14th.
Thank you. Jan Goodman? No. Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson?
Yes.
Thank you. Avelia Jones?
No.
Thank you. Ali Lexa?
No.
Thank you, Barbara Marbach. We don't have Barbara. James Osborne?
No.
Thank you. Robert Payne? If anybody can let me know.
He votes no.
Thank you. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Affirmative, yes.
Thank you. Rocio Rivas?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Thank you. I vote yes. Janine Roan. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Oscar Ulloa?
Yes.
Thank you. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Thank you. Beth Van Kooten? Sorry.
Yes.
Thank you, Beth. Harvey Wasserman?
No. No.
Thank you. Kiana Williams? We haven't had her for the last two votes. I'll try Barbara Marbach again. Okay, I think she's left the call. And then we have Mansoor Sabah.
No.
Barbara's okay. On the call. Barbara's on the call.
Robert, I have Robert's vote. Barbara Marbach. And she is off mute. She is not muted per the call. So
I'm sorry. I got distracted. I'm sorry.
Okay, so we're yes or no to the 14th?
No.
Okay, so Chair, we have 12 yeses and 10 noes.
Michael?
Sorry, we're proceeding. I had muted myself. We're proceeding with a meeting on the 14th. It will be listed on KBFTX and we'll invite all the people we said, including the IED, the DM, the business manager, and the chair of the National Finance Committee.
Next, the point of order.
I have a point of information.
Okay, the point of order. I'm sorry, the point of order takes precedence. Yes. What was the point of order, Paulina?
Chair, you should probably declare your vote for the record, whether you're voting or not.
Yes, I said the chair votes yes.
Okay, so when you're scheduling this meeting, Chair, be mindful that Paul Robertson put in the chat that it's daylight savings time.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. It'll be 10:30, whatever time it is. Proceeding with the agenda, I believe we already had public comment, too. We're going to discuss the PNB director's reports. We asked for written reports. I don't know how many were distributed today. I guess I haven't had a chance to check everything. Did anybody submit a director's report in writing?
Yes, Chair, I did. It was a brief report.
Okay, anyone else?
I could take about a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. All right, so I stand behind what the KPFK treasurer submitted as his report in regards to one of the salient things was in regards to the central services formula being amended somewhat. There was a report out of executive session in regards to proprietary and legal matters that was posted on KPFTX. I also submitted to Janine some of the functions and of the PNB committees that I serve on and the committees that I'll be serving on and a description of that. I submitted it to you, Chair, the Vice Chair, Rocio Rivas, and Janine, Secretary. So that's the extent of my report. Thank you.
point of information, Chair, did you receive this report? I don't know. Can you give us the time that it was sent out?
Yeah, it was sent out during the governance committee meeting. I believe it was approximately 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and I sent it to you, the vice chair, and the chair.
Okay, then my apologies to the board. I didn't forward it.
Okay, we will. Beth Von Gunten?
Yeah,
go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I haven't submitted a written report yet, but I will. I don't have much to add to what Lawrence has just reported. I'm still new there. We've just been in the process of making committee assignments, and I've gotten mine now. I'll be serving on the Strategic Planning Committee and the Finance Committee, as well as convening the Development Task Force, and I'll be volunteering for the Tech Committee also. Most those committees haven't had a chance to meet yet, so I don't have anything in particular to report out of them. I'm sure I'll have more as time goes on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. James Osborne? I don't see you, but I thought I heard your voice earlier. Are you still on the call, Jim? I don't hear him. Ali Lexa, anything regarding the PMB?
Basically what the other two have said, we've met, I think, three times. And there were some confidential financial issues and legal issues discussed in closed session. And we populated our committees. And that's about all that's really happened.
Okay, thanks. If somebody can say actually who is on the different... If someone can say who's on the different PNB committees right now, as far as directors go from the station.
I can look that up. Hold on a second.
Thanks. And is Jim Osborne back on the call? Or? Okay, I don't hear him. We'll take questions from the LSB regarding the PNB reports, if any.
Bella to the stack.
Bella, go ahead. Bella, go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me right now?
Yes, we can. Go.
Okay. Regarding the issue of the reduction, the adjustment, based on the across the board of 15%, et cetera, to pay the national services, I was not able to finish that, explaining that. This should be altered, should be adjusted, and it will not be the amount that the treasurer said, because based on our capacity and percentage that we cover for PRA, it's not 100%. It would be somewhere in the area of a 15%. So that the reduction would be much, much less. And regarding the utilities for the tower. So, but nonetheless, I wanted to clarify that. My question is, regarding programming across the board, how is it possible? Is there any effort to start a national initiative to push the local station board, the local stations, to conduct certain critical national programming that deals with the bread and butter issues of people today? Regardless of what programming is going on at the station. Thank you.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Chair? Am I being recognized?
Chair, this is Lawrence. If you want me to respond to any questions, just let me know, please.
Chair, this is Paulina. As Secretary of the Board of the National Board, I can respond about elections to the...
Go ahead, Paulina.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm only going to mention the names that are KPFK related. So for, the National, the Coordinating Committee has the Secretary of the Board as part of the committee. So that's not an election. So that means that I'm part of that committee, Coordinating Committee. Governance Committee, KPFK, Lawrence Reyes was elected on the first round. Now for the Finance Committee, Elizabeth von Gunten was elected on the first round. For the Personnel Committee, Ali Lexa Al Hilali was elected on the second round. For the Elections Committee, we had no one elected for KPFK, as I believe nobody ran for that particular committee. And I'm missing. So I already mentioned Lawrence for Coordinating Committee, I believe. I hope I did. I'm scrolling down. Programming Committee, Lawrence Reyes was elected on the first round. I mentioned finance already. Audit Committee, Lawrence Reyes was elected on the first round. Let me see if there's anything. There we go. Elections Committee, Lawrence Reyes was elected on the first round. So Lawrence Reyes is now on like three committees. No editorializing. Strategic Planning Committee, from KPFK, Beth von Gunten, misspelled here, was elected on the first round. If I'm missing any other committees, I should also mention, actually, that's pretty much it. No elections take place for task forces, as those are open to both listeners and LSC delegates. So please inform yourselves, reach out, and find out what you want to participate in. If you have the time to devote to these important tasks that are happening in the national level, you get to meet a bunch of people from across the country. And that's it. Thank you. My report's over.
Okay, thanks. I had hands up from Jan and Janine. I'm asking whether...
If I could just add something.
Okay, quickly, please.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Many of the committees she reported on where she said elected in the first round were actually uncontested. I'd say most of them were.
Thank you, Ali. I was reading directly from the report from our tellers.
Yeah. I'm just pointing that out.
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Thank you. That's correct.
Okay. The point is we have some idea of who is serving as a director on these committees. That was the main idea. What round they were elected and or back, uncontested is fine. I had hands up. Okay, Jan is down and Gideon is down. So... we have at this point, our next business is election of LSB members to PNB committees. I was not aware when we came up with the list that the election committee had been reconstituted. So we're going to have to add that to the list that we can elect LSB members to. And what's currently listed in your agenda is the audit committee, the governance committee, and the programming committee. We'll add the elections committee to that, and we're also having a separate election, in a sense, for the committee of inclusion. Just to clarify, the audit committee is people who are not on the finance committee, so our treasurer,
could not serve, or the director, well, the director can't be on anyway because the director gets on separately. So we can elect two LSB members to the audit committee, which is involved with the auditors and then reviewing the audit for submission. The governance committee, we can elect two LSB members to the programming committee, national programming. We have two delegate seats. And for the election committee, which is a kind of advisory committee, as I understand it, to the national election supervisor, we can elect two delegates to that as well. So are there nominations or self-nominations for the audit committee?
Eric to the stack. Eric to the stack.
Okay, Eric, did you want to self-nominate?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Bella, you're muted.
Bella to the stack.
Yeah, did you want to self-nominate?
Yes, I have been on the audit committee. I would like to continue on the audit committee. A lot of important work there.
Okay, thank you. So those are two nominations. Any further
Fred,
for the audit committee?
Yes.
Go ahead, Fred.
I'd like to nominate Janine for the audit committee.
Okay. Janine, do you accept that?
Thank you, Fred. Yes, I accept.
Okay, so we have at least three nominations. Any further nominations for the audit committee? Okay, so hearing none, we'll say nominations are closed for that. We will be voting on all the committees at once. The secretary will send out a ballot, and you can. It's a STV ballot. We have three candidates for two seats, and so the tellers will get those. As I explained previously, we may not get the results of these elections until a week from today. There is a meeting of the LSB scheduled for next Sunday to get the results from the tellers and certify them. We're going to proceed with other nominations now for the other committees. We have the governance committee, the PNB governance committee. Are there anybody wish to be nominated as a delegate to that committee? This is not the directors, but the LSB members. Paulina, mm-hmm. I couldn't hear you.
Yes, that's right.
Were you nominating yourself?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Bella,
any other nominees?
Lawrence?
Bella, the governance.
Okay, we have Paulina and Bella nominated to the governance committee. Any other? This is for not directors, but only delegates.
Lawrence, I have a nomination, Chair.
Go ahead.
Lydia Ponce.
Okay, Lydia, you're still on the call. Do you accept?
Yes, I'm on the call. Is this for programming?
No, this is for the National Governance Committee.
Governance? Yes, I accept.
Okay, so we have three nominees so far for the National Governance Committee. That's Paulina, Bella, and Lydia. Any other nominations for the National Governance Committee? Okay, the hearing none, nominations are closed. You can always write in, but hopefully it won't be. I have a question about the next public comment. The next public comment will come right after these nominations. It's just a couple of minutes more. National Programming Committee. Nominations for the National Programming Committee. I heard Oscar earlier say he wants to continue on that.
Lawrence, Oscar, you're muted. I have a nomination.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to nominate Lydia Ponce.
Okay. Lydia? Yeah, Oscar, you're scratching it. I think you're saying.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we have Oscar and Lydia.
This is Paulina. I'd like to nominate myself only because I've been asked by the chair of the board of the, sorry, of the National Programming Committee to continue the work. Although, the more the merrier. So if I don't get elected, I can just continue in advisory capacity and I don't have to have the vote, actually. I'm totally fine with that. is a very, we meet, by the way, the programming committee meets at 10:30, usually on Sundays, the Sundays that are not our LSB meetings, every 2 weeks. We meet for two hours, and we have a lot of All I want to say, I'm nominating myself, but I will continue the work even if I'm not elected. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we have a contest there. We have Oscar, Lydia, and Paulina. Again, the Devil Garden.
Harvey,
did you want to nominate yourself?
Yeah, I'll volunteer to go on the
board. Okay, we have four. We have four nominees, and we'll be electing two candidates out of the four. Again, it's an STV ballot. When there's a contest, that's how it works. You'll be getting your ballot shortly. So we did not previously have on the list the Elections Committee, but having heard that the Elections Committee was reconstituted, we can have two delegates, two LSB members on the Elections Committee.
Mansoor, Alan, be to the stack, please.
Mansoor nominated himself.
Okay, I heard Mansoor self-nominating for elections. Alan, go ahead.
I understood there was only one applicant for the Governance Committee. So to fill the second seat, I make myself for the Governance Committee.
Okay. There were actually three, but we can have four. That's fine. We'll read the list of nominees again later. Janine, we'll read it off to everyone. So Janine, please add Alan as a possible candidate for the PNB Governance Committee. Okay. I only heard two. Is that right for the Elections Committee? I heard Mansoor, and did I hear from someone else?
Bella to the Elections Committee.
Okay, we have Mansoor for the Elections Committee, and Bella. Was there anyone else who wanted to be on the Elections Committee?
Janine, I'll self-nominate.
And Janine. Okay, so we have a contest there as well. So you'll be voting shortly. The fourth committee, or the other committee, is the Committee of Inclusion, which we did send around the instructions for the Committee of Inclusion. That's a PNB committee, but there's a separate PNB Committee of Inclusion for each station. And the PNB Committee of Inclusion is in the bylaws with extensive responsibilities and powers to work with the management and governance to ensure the inclusion of underserved and underrepresented communities in all aspects of the station, including management, governance, staffing, programming. It's a very, very broad and responsible committee, and it's very, very important to the future of the station to get greater inclusivity. That has one director elected by the... please hang on until I finish. I'm sorry, Harvey, you're getting static. Please mute yourself, and Oscar. It's a very, very important committee. We elect one director from our own ranks, as opposed to the PNB electing the director. The local station board picks one director to serve on the Committee of Inclusion and three. It says one delegate seat, but I'm pretty sure it's three delegates are seated to the Committee of Inclusion. And those four members of the Committee of Inclusion can then add additional members who are not on the LSB who can facilitate and contribute to the success of the inclusivity efforts of the Committee of Inclusion. So is there a director who is willing to serve on the Committee of Inclusion? This would be Beth, Lawrence, Jim, or Ali, Lexa.
This is Beth. I'm already spread about as thin as I dare go, but thank you.
Right. I hear you, and I heard that Lawrence is on three or four national committees besides this. Ali or Jim Osborne, I'm not sure if Jim is still on the call. I didn't hear him earlier.
What's your question?
The question is, are you willing to serve as a director member of the Committee of Inclusion, the PNB Committee of Inclusion for KPFK?
Sorry, I can't.
Can't either. Well, I'm going to nominate James Osborne because we have to have a director, unless Lawrence.
Chair, if Mr. Osborne doesn't step up, I'll be more than happy to convene and do the best I can. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so there's no...
going back to...
Go ahead.
Just going back Jan? To the program committee, Harvey Wasserman. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Going back to the programming committee, National Programming Committee, Harvey Wasserman said he would serve.
We got his nomination. He said there were four nominees for programming.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Okay, Paulina says withdraws her nomination.
Okay. I didn't hear it, and then I heard you say that it was garbled, so I just went.
I know. I don't like this.
Okay, can we please move the agenda? So at this point, we have nominations for all the committees. Will the secretary please send out the ballots with the addition, if possible, and if it's not in the written ballot, people can add it themselves, of the elections committee? Yes, Janine?
The nominees haven't been given statements. Is there a chance that we can...
I'm going to say no because we're so past time for all this. We have to get the public comment. We have two more public comments we have to take.
Can we say that the voting can be closed at the end of today so that nominees can send statements to the other members?
Sure. Why don't we say that people have 24 hours to vote, actually, and nominees can send their statements to the members. We also have to have three non-directors. Thank you, Terry.
What kind of a statement?
A statement about why you want to serve on that committee, what your purposes or qualifications are.
Bella, hang
on a second, Bella. We have to take nominations for the three LSB members on the Committee of Inclusion. Anybody putting themselves forward for that?
I would like to run for the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay, so Bella is one nominee. Are the two other nominees or volunteers for the Committee of Inclusion?
Oscar for the Committee of Inclusion.
Okay, we have Bella and Oscar. I would actually be willing to serve on that committee, but if there's someone else who wants to, I will step aside. Okay, so I only heard three nominations for that. But please.
I cannot hear you, Michael. What did you say?
I said there were only three nominees for the Committee of Inclusion so far. In that case, the practice has been that there are only as many nominees as there are seats, which there are three seats for the Committee of Inclusion. We won't bother with a vote for that.
Okay.
So we'll be voting on the... Audit Committee, the Governance Committee, the Programming Committee, and the Election Committee. And Janine, if you can include either in the ballot or in the chat the nominees for those committees, we're going to set the deadline to vote for 24 hours from now. So we're not going to have results today or anytime soon because the votes will give people time to make their statements as to why they're running or what they want to accomplish. And we're going to move.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
I'd like to respectfully request that my email, the one that I normally get correspondence from, and I send it to Terry and to John Gary, that email would be the one used to collect my votes. And that's
okay,
Elray
thank
is.
You.
And, yeah, thank you.
All right. Janine, you have that his business email. Thank you. All right, so I want to move back to public comment. I'm looking to see if there's anybody who has not spoken before. Let me check the two screens. All right, so I have Myla, Kim, Sasha, 3024. Call in user 2, Andrew Weiss, 7138 and calling user 3 and Ian. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 9 comments. So please, a minute max, and because we have so many, we might get to 7. Go ahead, Myla.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. And
okay.
Paul, are you okay. Timing, Paul?
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
May I? You cannot maintain. You may not maintain KPFK as a safe workplace while also ignoring Bella DeSoto's threats to, and I quote, create a militia and go into our station and get these mothers out. Ms. DeSoto's threats constitute actual harassment of KPFK workers. Not only have I witnessed Ms. DeSoto's assault on others, but I too have been pushed, slapped, and otherwise assaulted by her. During the public session of the February 2016 LSB meeting, while I was using my phone to video record Fred Blair's treasurer's report, Bella, who was not on the board at the time and attending the meeting as a member of the public, got up from her chair, walked into the area where board members were seated and swatted my hand and phone with a sheaf of papers, causing my video recording of the treasurer's report to end. After Bella was admonished for her behavior, I asked that her physical assault on me be noted in the official record of that station board meeting. I am about to post links to videos supporting my statement in the chat. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Kim is next. Kim, I assume that's Kim Coughlin.
Okay, hi. Hi, I'm here. Okay, I thought I heard Janine say that KPFK will be in the red in June. KPFK has been in the red for about 2 years, and without bequests, even longer. Also, I'd like to know why Amy Goodman is on KPFK's airwaves asking people to send money to her website during our fund drive. Not only have I heard it, but I've had listeners, you know, ask me what is going on with that. I'd like Fred to answer my email about the deduction for PRA. The MFC air claimed all of KPFK's utilities go to pay for PRA air conditioning, which is fundamentally untrue. Why did Fred go along with this? And I'd like an answer to my third party fundraising question from the GM. And obviously, I don't think I'll get that, but I hope somebody else follows up on this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to call on John Gary, who wants to read the ballot to everybody before he sends it to the secretary. So I beg your indulgence. We're going to add that. Go ahead, John.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Proceed.
Audit committee. The nominees are Bella DeSoto, Eric C. Jacobson, and Janine Rohn. Governance committee. The nominees are Alan Beek, Bella DeSoto, Lydia Ponce, and Polina Vasiliev. Programming committee. The nominees are Lydia Ponce, Oscar Uvioia, and Polina Vasiliev, and Harvey Wasserman.
I'm sorry, was that per? Yes, thank you.
Elections committee. The nominees are Bella DeSoto, Mansoor Sabah, and Janine Rohn. No elections were required for the committee of inclusion because a director self-nominated, and there were only 3 delegate candidates to fill the 3 available seats. Is that correct, Mr.
Okay,
Chair?
Okay, I think I saw Polina withdraw in the chat. Is that correct, Polina?
I withdrew my nomination for the programming committee in support of Lydia Ponce. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so can you correct that, John?
Yeah, I just said the programming committee now has 3 nominees for 2 delegate seats.
Okay, thank you. All right, going back to the public comment, I have Sasha.
I'd like to defer to
to Ian or Bella my time right at this moment because I'm not prepared right now. Or just come back to me. Come back to me later if there's time at the end.
I'm ready to go. Here?
Go for it,
Go
Ian.
Go ahead, 60 seconds.
Okay, I wanted to point out that there is a history of violence that actually comes from the Jan Goodman faction at KPFK. There was a gentleman by the name of Ed Pearl, who was a close ally of hers, who assaulted Chuck. I don't know if you remember Chuck from Orange County, Mike, but he was assaulted in the bathroom at one point about 10 years ago, and not a word from the other people at KPFK. We also have Chris Condon, who was a member of her slate and faction, who not only challenged me to fight in a meeting, he threatened to break Reza Poor's nose, then battered him. Then he also, at another point, suggested that Summer Reese should bring a gun to work and shoot someone in the kneecap. And I don't recall a huge outcry from the Jan Goodman side about that. So for a nebulous statement about something about listener activism, when in fact there are serious problems at that station that need to be addressed, and she's not calling for actual violence, I think that is over the top and a political maneuver to remove her opposition. And obviously she has a well-coordinated faction that does this sort of thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 3024 on the phone, 3024. You have to unmute yourself. So there you go ahead.
Can you hear me?
1 minute. Yes, 1 minute.
Okay,
go ahead.
I don't need 1 minute even. I haven't been privy to any of the incidents that have been talked about, but I do remember seeing a comment that Bella made, whatever, I can't remember the content, whether it said militia or not militia or whatever, but I know it was an indirect comment. It was in my mind, it came across as a figurative comment. It did not come across whatsoever as that she was going to get a militia or she was going to go into the station or whatever. So I just wanted to give my interpretation. I don't know anything about all the other things that people are talking about, but that was my interpretation of the comment I saw. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have call-in user 2. You have your hand up. Call-in user 2. I'll move on. Andrew Weiss. Andrew Weiss, unmute yourself, star 6.
Andrew Weiss here.
Yep. Hey, go ahead, 1 minute.
The KPFK listeners really value our station, and we think we're all working towards bettering our society. And we would appreciate if we all have differences, but we would like to see us resolve them in a civilized way and conduct ourselves, everybody, in a civilized way and resolve our differences through dialogue, everybody. And then regarding programming, KPFA has been having very successful fund drives. They open their phone lines to their listeners. They do local reporting every morning, their 2-hour drive time show. They report on local issues and they open their phone lines on a regular basis. I advise KPFK to follow their lead and the listeners will be more engaged and will be more receptive to contributing to the station, as well as if the general manager once again would come on once a month and engage with the listeners. I think that would be the respectful thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you. I have call-in user 3. Go ahead. Call-in user 3, go ahead. You're unmuted. Okay. I have 7138. 323 number ending in 7138. You have your hand up. Going once, going twice, 7138, you have your hand up to make a public comment? No, or calling user 3, you're unmuted and you have your hand up. Please make your comment. Uh, Okay, we'll go back to Sasha. Did you want to speak now, Sasha? Unmute yourself.
Okay, yes, thank you. Hopefully you can hear me better because I did adjust my mic level as far as I'm
aware. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Speak.
Yes, so I have known Bella for at least 15 years in, within the realm of KPFK and outside of KPFK activities, like the LA County Book Fair, UCLA Book Fair. Anyway, Bella is a beautiful, warm, loving person, and it's just ridiculous what people are doing. If people don't like Bella, they don't want to vote for her. That's one thing. But people want to conduct a witch hunt and try to paint her with this nonsense. Come on, give me a break. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm just wasting my time. So almost by donating to Pacifica, the way things are being run and the way things are being carried out in this forum.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're at time also, I think, for the public comment, and we only have about 8 minutes left of the meeting. We want to move to the next agenda item, which is the Governance Committee. We have a motion from the Governance Committee. It's in the minutes. Basically, it's a motion to request that at every official KPFK LSB meeting or LSB-sponsored meeting, we make an appeal for donations. And there's a whereas clause. This is a whereas the financial condition of the network, including the station, is in crisis, whereas it's appropriate for listeners, volunteers, and supporters to be reminded of the necessity to fund and financially support the network, be resolved at every official KPFK LSB meeting or LSB-sponsored event. The agenda will reflect a request for donations, and the LSB chair, vice chair, or designated speaker will reiterate that the station is funded by grassroots listeners and verbalize the necessity of donations by listeners by emphasizing the importance of the station to the station of sustainer memberships. Further, during such meetings, an official appeal and request for financial support to the station will be made, and a verbal link to a donation portal or a code for text or telephonic donation will be provided and inserted into the chat if the meeting is by Zoom or similar platform or other location by the secretary or designated person. Is there any objection to that motion? I actually had an amendment which I hope will be considered friendly. I would like the LSB as a whole to contribute to a matching fund to be used during the current on-air fund drive to solicit additional contributions to the station. Any of us individually might not have that much we're able to contribute, but if all 24 of us put a fund together based on what our capacity is, I think it would make a substantial number. I'm not setting that number, but I hope that everyone will do that and we can organize it off air. Any objections to that amendment or to the motion as a whole?
I second.
Okay. So I'll take Oscar as actually making that motion, that amendment, since I can't. And Michael is seconding it, and I hear no objections, so we'll consider it passed with the amendment that we will try to develop a matching fund of our own. Outreach committee report. Ted Bella, anything from the outreach committee?
Yes. We did hold our town hall event. Just about a couple of months ago, we experienced some technical difficulty, but it was the best well attended. You yourself, Michael, were in it. From there, we generated a great list of members who continue to be engaged. The question, the concern of everybody is, how can the station be suffering such a financial situation.
You lost your sound, Bella. You froze up. We're going to move on. Thank you. We only have a few minutes, and we're almost out of time for the entire meeting. We had a time certain at 2 o'clock, which we're only about 3 minutes away. Bella, we're not going to take any further comment from you. I'm sorry. We will put into the chat. Please, everyone, put into the chat. We'll announce when the next meetings are, or people can look at kpftx.org. The Outreach Committee meets the last Sunday. Finance Committee meets the first Monday. Program Oversight, when does that meet? Is that the second Sunday? Second Monday, rather?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Second Monday.
Yeah. So first Monday is fundraising. Second Monday is Program Oversight. Governance meets on the Wednesday prior to the LSB meeting. Finance meets on the second Wednesday. And we're going to take additional public comment. We'll have to wait till our next meeting to set the meeting times. I want to take the public comment and then we're going to adjourn to the closed session. I have calling user number 2. Calling user number 2, do you want to make a public comment? You're muted. No?
Is that me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, that's
I just
want
to say,
that's fine.
As you're going to executive session, please, I'll tell you what my 6-year-old tells me. Be kind and be fair. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 7138, you still have a hand up. You're on the phone. Did you want to make an additional public comment? Go ahead.
Yes, Dr. Margot, and I will speak slowly, and I do approve of the people who say that they want us, the listener sponsor members, whatever you want to call us, to be involved in every aspect of running the station, and the outreach to the community is vital. And yes, reports must be made, and I agree with those people who are asking for clear reports, and I support that we become volunteers even in the helping of running the station. That could save a lot of money, and I think that I want to support those who have voted to go for that, and I want our LSB to be for our local area and reach out to every possible source. I don't like it when the people think that they should be running it from the inside. I just want to say that it's not the job of the program, of the general manager to decide which programs stay on the air. I totally agree with that. We need to find a way to evaluate that and find out which programs need to even come back from the past because they would be valuable in the present. So I just wanted to add my support as a listener, sponsor, member, whatever you want. Okay? And I haven't been listening too much to KPFK because of the redundancy and the endless repeats of programs, which aren't even announced as repeats. It just turns me right off. So I can go on and on and on about that. So,
thank you.
Okay.
We have 1 minute left, and I have calling user number 2. I don't know if they're still there, and they have their hand raised, but they're muted. Calling user number 2. Okay, we are at time. So we're at time certain. Unless there's a motion to extend, we're going to end the meeting. We're going to adjourn this meeting, and we're going to move to a closed session to discuss the removal of a delegate. So I'm going to ask people who are on, who are not members of the LSB, to please leave the call. And if you don't, you will be removed by the host. Thank you.
I want to say thank you for running a very good meeting with a lot of extenuating circumstances. And I appreciate having a chance to share this. And I hope you guys get a good lot, you girls get a good, gals get a good lot done in this whole session. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Michael, this is Eric. Please capture the chat and...
yes, I saved the chat.
Preserve it and distribute it. Thank you.
Michael, Fred here. Michael,
go
Fred
ahead,
here. Are we officially adjourned?
Yes, this meeting is adjourned, but the call is not ending. The Zoom call will continue as soon as everyone is off who is not...